Alright, go ahead, I am now recording.
This is DJ Starsage from the faraway nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotzel.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hubby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst, hey, listen.
Hello, is this part the Shy Life?
It's the Shy Life Podcast with me,
Shiny. He's not that shy.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Shy Life Podcast. It's me, Shy Yeti, hello. Yes, what's going on this episode? Well, I don't know if you remember a while ago, I discussed the fact that we were going to have like a State of the Podcast meeting with the regulars and... Well, if you remember, I had a cold and I ended up giving the cold to all of them. So that wasn't such a great event. But this time, I'm cold free. I think they're all cold free. And we're due to be meeting in the podcast studios. Now, it's a little bit crowded down there, but I've only invited, you know, our old timers, none of the new voices that you've heard recently, just Bettina, Yeti Uncle John, and Damius. And that's quite enough. I don't need everybody else. I don't need Charlie Gurr going on about pies or Cromarty planning world domination or Bella Crab nagging me or even lovely Tallulah Twinklehorn. No, none of those. Just the four of us. So, really... There's not much more to be said. We just need to run the title music and get on with it. I'll run that, and next time I speak to you, we'll be down in the podcast studios. See you in a minute. Run the theme music.
Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Sure, Yeti, that's totally inappropriate.
What's gonna happen today?
Well, you know I always like to practice these thoroughly.
Oh, yeah.
What do people listen to this rubbish?
So there you go, here we are. Right. Hello again, Library Store. I did say goodbye for the week, but we're going to do some recording. So I've got lots of writing. Let's read from that one. Okay. Oh, lost my pen now. Down. Well, here we are for another episode of the Shy Life Podcast. So, yes, we're now down in the podcast studios. I need to check with the episode bot first, though. Which episode are we on, episode bot?
78.
Right. Everybody's here.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Darling, yes. Yes. I'm definitely here.
So, Yeti Uncle John, say hello.
Hello. Sorry. It's a bit cramped, isn't it?
Oh, it is, darling, yes.
Oh, yes.
Just sit where you are. Don't move too much. John, just introduce yourself.
All right. It's me, Yeti Uncle John, here for the State of the Podcast meeting. Yes, that's it.
And Bettina.
Hello, darling. Yes, it's me, Bettina Dupre, here for the State of the Podcast meeting. Lovely. I noticed we're recording it. Exciting, gosh. Yes.
Thank you, Bettina. And Damius.
Yes, this is me, Damius. Damius Trunklehorn. Here for the state of the podcast meeting.
Anyway, good, good. Right, where should we start? So how do we think things are going? I felt that the episodes that we released, you know, in the first quarter or so of 2017 have been quite diverse. What about you?
Yes, I would say so. We've covered all sorts of things, from adventure. And, you know, stories and interviews and, all manner of things.
I think it's been very good, darling. I still want more letters. I'm still waiting for that to happen, but, you know, you can't be too impatient, can you, hey? It's all been very good, I think.
And what about you, Damius?
Oh, yes, there's been plenty of interesting things going on, I would say.
Gosh, it's really hot in here, isn't it? Oh, dear. You know what? I'm not sure this room can cope with the four of us. There's Yeti Uncle John sitting on boxes and Damius hanging off the bookshelf. You're actually sitting on the top of that bookshelf. You're going to come a cropper.
Oh, I'm all
and,
right.
And Bettina's got the only other proper seat.
Well, I'm comfortable, but I don't know about the others.
Well, you know, it's pretty hot, though, isn't it?
Listen, I've got a good idea. There's no reason we have to have our meeting here. There isn't. We don't have to have it here in the podcast studios. We could just go down the pub. Literally, we really can. And, I think that's what we should do. We should go down the pub and discuss the podcast there. It'll work just as well. The number two comes past this building. Just hop on that. Go to Vauxhall or something. We'll go to, I don't know, I can't remember what pubs are still open in Vauxhall, but, and then it's kind of convenient for me to get home afterwards as well.
Darling, that sounds wonderful. A perfectly reasonable idea. I think we should do it.
Yes, we should do it. It's fine, yes. I think so.
I wouldn't say no to a drink. I could tell you that. It's much too hot in here.
Right. Listeners, there's going to be a quick break. You won't probably notice it, but we're going to head to a pub in Vauxhall and finish the meeting off there, because it really is it's silly to squeeze ourselves into this little storeroom, which is basically all it is. Okay. Right, let's come on. Let's go. Let's go down the pub.
Oh, yes. Oh, very good. Yes.
Oh, mine's a gin and tonic.
I'll buy the first round.
Oh, damn it. No, I should... Well, if you insist.
Hi, listeners. It's me on the bus now. So, yes. We're all split up across the bus, I'm afraid. Here's your Uncle John and Damius are upstairs, and I think Bettina might be chatting up the bus driver, but she doesn't seem to mind anyway, so... it won't take us that long. Where I work, it's just behind Buckingham Palace. And there's a bus number two that goes all the way from where I work round to Vauxhall. I usually get off at Vauxhall and get the train from there, but the pub we're going to is about a stop, maybe two, beyond. But, we are travelling in sort of rush hour, I suppose, but the bus is moving quite quick so far. But there's a road we have to go down, Vauxhall Bridge Road, which is... where things sometimes really get snagged up, I suppose. All the traffic backing up. But, we're moving okay. And we've all got seats, so that's the main thing. Well, Bettina hasn't, but she doesn't look like she needs to. I think she's actually sitting on the driver's knee. I think she may have a little flask in her handbag, to be honest. I'm not sure she needs this drink. But anyway, she's having a good time anyway. But we're just going past Victoria Station. So anyway, there might be a lot of people getting on. So I shall stop recording for a minute, and we'll see you when we get to the pub or near the pub. Okay, cool.
I'm nearly at the pub, dear. I'm ready for a sit down.
Oh, I hope it's nearby.
Yeah, I'm sure there's one down here. It's called the Phoenix or the Griffin or something like that. Oh, yeah, you think I remember that? Well, I'm sure I've been here with you before. Were they closing it down? I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it's... I'm sure I can see lights. Come on.
Okay, darling, come on then.
Talking fundraising tactics.
Oh, it's nice in here, isn't it? Oh, I like it, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not as busy as I thought it would be. Oh, I don't know how I've never seen this pub before. I used to come here quite a bit at one point, but I don't know. I thought it would close, to be honest. I like it because there's a jukebox and it plays lots of sort of 90s indie sort of Britpop music. Oh, yes. Like Blur and Oasis and Pulp and Sleeper and Elastica and all that stuff. Yes, Suede. And Blue Tones, Supergrass. Oh, you know, all of those.
Oh, I used to like Echo Belly.
Goodness dear, what on earth is that?
Oh, that was a band. That was a band. Yes.
I've heard of the Wonder stuff.
They were a bit earlier than they were a bit earlier, I think.
And the Charlatans.
Oh yeah, I used to like them. Yes, I think they're still going. A lot of these bands are still going. Shed 7, that Calamar used to go see. They split up and came back together again, and all sorts. I don't think bands give up these days so easily.
Well, neither should they, dear.
No, it's like Sutton Park. We stopped making it in 2000, and yet it's never properly gone away.
Oh, I wish I'd been in Sutton Park.
Maybe you were, and you didn't even realise it, Damis.
Oh, that's a good point. Anyway, should we get a table?
Oh, yes, darling, that would be nice. Over here.
Yeah, okay. Look, I'll get the drinks. What about everyone like?
Oh, I'll have a Guinness, please.
Gin and tonic for me, darling.
I'll come and help you, I think. I might have a Guinness. All right then, go and get the tables, and then we'll go. With your Uncle John and I will get the. We'll go get the drinks.
Okay, dear.
All right.
I'm really surprised, John. This pub hasn't changed at all. It's just like it was when I was last here. Well, it's nice. No need to keep changing things, is there? No, I suppose not. What are you drinking? Oh, Guinness. Guinness, please. Yeah, I think I'll have that. That'll be 3 Guinnesses and a gin and tonic. I'm trying to see if I can see anybody I know. Can you see anyone? I thought that was Callum over there. I might be wrong. Do you want to go and see? I suppose I can go and see if it's Callum. You are getting the drink. Here's the money. I can order. Go and have a word with him. He might have something he can say to the podcast. Well, you do live with him. You could ask him any time. I know, but it definitely is him. I'm going to go over and have a look. I'm back in a second. All right, Paul, I'll get the drinks. Hey, Callum. Callum, hey, it's me. What are you doing here? I thought it was you. I thought I recognised your voice.
Fancy seeing you here.
How
We're just having a podcast meeting with some of the regulars. I was telling them about our trip to Hamburg.
Yeah, that's sort of confirmed end of May.
Yes, that's going to be exciting. For your birthday, I'll try not to get sick this year.
Yeah, me too. That'd be good.
Because that was when the podcast was only a little baby. It only had 3 episodes when we went to Amsterdam. I do wonder if the title of the episode draws people to download it, because they think I called it something like a dodgy trip to Amsterdam.
Or yeah.
I think people might think it's more exciting than it really is.
Yeah, matches with some of the videos in the in the collection.
Yeah. Because I'm not telling the listeners all about all of the trips I've booked, because I want some surprises, but I think I've definitely told them about Hamburg. Well, at least that we are going. But we've also got another trip in July to Scotland, haven't we?
Yeah, to Dunbar, which you've been to loads of times, but not recently.
No,
I was there this week last year, or just about this week last year.
You used to go a lot in the 90s and early noughties, when your gran was alive, and you stayed with your gran, didn't you?
Yeah. That's a nice place to go.
Yeah, I used to definitely did some Sutton Park there, and it'd be nice to revisit some of the favourite locations of Dunbar. But Dunbar's quite close to Edinburgh, isn't it? So we're going to go.
It's only about 20 minutes on the train, 25 minutes.
Some of my drunkenest adventures have occurred in Edinburgh, doing pub crawls.
So, you've still got the video footage.
Yeah, I remember little Jay going on one of the pub crawls on Sutton Park. Because we're going with you, your mum's coming.
Yeah.
Or I'm coming with you and your mum.
She'll be there.
Yeah. And we're going to go to.
We'll be in command of what we do, though.
Yeah.
And she'll just follow on.
Yeah. She's not going to lead us astray on a drunken pub crawl, though. Well, a little one.
Well, she'll happily come to the pub.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
We had a little pub crawl in Dunbar last time.
Is the Indian restaurant still there?
It is.
Yeah. And I used to like the steak pies that they sold at the fish and chip shop. But over the years, they didn't get worse. I mean, they weren't made at the fish and chip shop, but they were really good. They were packed full of steak when we first went. And time went on, they got more and more sort of.
Yeah,
I think it was quite good.
Yeah, that chip shop's still going.
But we're going to North Berwick on the bus.
I think so. We've got choices of places to go.
Yeah. We're going from Monday to Friday.
So
anyway, well, the listeners will get to hear more about that when we actually do it. So, anyway, I'd better get back to the regulars, because we've got to finish this meeting off. So, how strange that we bumped into each other.
I know, all the pubs in London.
All the pubs in all the
pubs. I know there's only 5 pubs in London.
Yeah, that's right, only 5.
Or
we might bump into you on the train later.
Maybe.
Who knows? See you later.
Yeah, then.
Bye, bye.
Can I help you? What would you like?
3 Guinnesses and gin and tonic, please.
All right, 3 Guinness and a gin and tonic coming up.
Thank you very much.
See you later then, Callum. We're just going to have our meeting.
Hi, John.
Oh, you had a chat then?
Yes, I had a chat. Dear. I think he was just popping in here for a drink after work.
Did he come here a lot?
No, I don't think so. I think it was probably a surprise to him that it was still here. Are we still waiting for our drinks?
Yes, I'm afraid we've only just been served. We've done the gin and tonic. Why don't you take that? I'll manage the others.
Are you sure? I can always come back and help you. No, no, it's fine, it's fine. All right, then I'll take this one. That was weird. It was weird seeing how strange. Here we are, Bettina. Here's your gin and tonic.
Oh, lovely, darling, lovely. Oh, and some peanuts.
Yeah. No, why not? I think your drink's coming in a minute, Damius.
That's all right. There's quite a lot of people at the bar, isn't there?
Yes, yeah. Now, look, I don't know that we need to talk about this for, like, terribly long, but I just want to make sure everyone's happy with the show and, you know, your contributions to it and all that.
Yes, darling. I mean, I'd love the audience to send in more letters, but what can you do? Still, I'm able to help you. Just as a, I don't know, as a voice, it's a... Yes.
Oh, yes, well, as I was saying before, I'm quite busy anyway with other things, so, you know, I can help more. I'm quite happy, really. Whatever you like, really. Whatever you like.
But you enjoy it. You both like being part of the show, podcast.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'd miss it terribly if it went away.
It's not going away.
Oh, thank goodness, darling. I can't believe how many episodes you've done.
I know. You started in May and, well, it's May now, isn't it? So, yeah, it's round about now. It's our first anniversary.
Oh, darling, we should have done something.
Well, you know, that's kind of why I wanted to, you know, do this meeting. It seemed like a good point after about, the year point.
I didn't realise it was a year already.
Yeah, I don't want to do a big party. It's only, you know, we're not that far from our 100th episode. Maybe we can celebrate there.
Yes, good point, darling, good point. Time goes so quickly. I can't believe you on the way to doing 100 episodes.
Well, you know, we've got a way to go, but I don't know, by the summer I just think we'll be on 100th.
Have you thought what you'd like to do?
Oh, you know, I like to get everyone together. I don't know if I want a special guest, or whether I'm just happy with all of the, you know, all of us doing something together. No, we are the core of the show.
Oh, yes, thank you. Yes, I think we are. But then there are people like Callum and Nick and Toppy Smelly and Jay the Haunt Cub and people like that. You know, they've been on more than one episode. They're like sort of, you know, regular guests. They're a bit different to us.
Yes, dear, I would say. Yeah, but they're very important. They're like, they are almost like regulars, but, you know, they may be in other countries, you know, but...
Yeah, I know what you're saying, guys, and, no, they're all very important to the show, so, I don't know. I'll think on. Ultimately, I'd like to do something with you lot, and maybe with Toppy and Jay, and we'll just see, huh? Oh, did I say I saw Callum? He's over the other side of the bar.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't know.
Oh, why didn't he come and join us?
Well, he was just reading a newspaper, so I don't know that... I don't know that he wanted to get in our way, you know. He's just after 5 minutes peace before he goes back to the flat with Dealey the nagging cat.
Oh, bless him.
Oh, lovely. Oh, don't blame him, no. We'll give him some time to himself.
Oh, here comes your Uncle John.
Here we go. I've got the points. There we go. Guinness for you, Damius.
Oh, thank you.
There you go, Paul. Thank you very much. Well, I suppose I paid for it. Oh, yes, Paul paid for these.
Thank you, darling.
There we go. We've got a drink. Yes. I saw Callum. I think he's just heading off to the station.
I don't think he wanted to bother us. It's busy. And I did say that we were having our meeting. So, John, I've talked to the others. What do you... You know, any thoughts, any feelings... We were discussing how, well, basically this is sort of our first anniversary. I didn't really want to do anything, you know, really special, because it's just 1 year and it's gone so quickly. What do you say?
Well, you know, whatever you want to celebrate it, Paul. Oh, we've come to the pub now. This is good enough. We say cheers and may the next year of the Shylife podcast be a successful one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cheers, darling. Cheers.
Oh, yes. Long may the show go on.
Yes. careful, you'll spill it.
Oh, yeah.
No, well, so, but John, the other two have said that they're quite happy with the way things are going. Is there anything you'd like to, anything you'd like to do you haven't done so far in the first year?
Oh, John's the most important after Paul. You know, he's like your deputy.
Absolutely he is. Yes.
Well, I suppose so.
Well, you have been probably the most episodes. I mean, everybody is in episodes, but yeah, you and I have actually co-hosted sometimes. This morning, and you've accompanied me on, you know, trips and stuff.
I suppose so, yeah. No, well, I'm quite happy to keep going. I like doing what I'm doing. I don't know that there's, you know, anything I especially want to do. There's no reason why you should do.
You see someone else, you know?
I can see Nick. Nick's here. Oh my God. Do you think he saw Callum on the way? What's he doing up here?
Who is it, darling? Your friend Nick. Why don't you call him over?
He might be just popping in here between trains heading back to Salisbury. Shall I go and I'll have a word, see if he'll come over. Nick? Nick, it's me, Paul. Do you want to come and join it? I'll come to you. No, I'll come to you. Nick!
Oh, hello.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I've just finished a pint.
I didn't know you worked in London. Amazing.
My work takes me
here. Ah, mysterious, and to say no more. Oh, well, I was just recording for the on a podcast, of course. Whilst you're here, we ought to discuss something, like, you know. I know, let me think of a subject we can talk about.
Yes.
What about the pop music of 1983, like that.
Well,
did you like the music of 1983?
I liked the music of 1983 much better than I liked 1983. There were sort of various things. 1983, by the way, was probably one of the crappiest years of my life. I was 14, hated school, hated life, wasn't getting on with Dad. My dad had a breakdown, and sort of, I think there was Doctor Who, number 73... and various actresses on the telly who I'd sort of tip my cap for, and music were keeping me sane. But I think because my sister left home in 1979, and I'd always sort of listened on the back of her interests in music. And so for 79, I definitely kind of took an interest in the charts, petered out a bit, and with 83, I think, for my money, I started getting a little bit more interested again. There was a series called The Old Record Club, which was on the radio, and it was hosted by, I could say it, to shock people, if you fast forward this bit, if you are going to be a media zombie, Jimmy Savile.
Well, if he presented it.
He presented it. He was a very good presenter. Regret what he did to various people, but he still was a good presenter and did good. But anyway, he had the show, which it was sort of playing stuff. Obviously, the 60s that rolled over me a little bit, but the 70s I definitely remember much of the music he played. Discovered new things, and I think this this was about autumn 83, and it reinterested me in, that's not a word, but never mind, rekindled my interest in the contemporary pop music. I don't think, you know, I was unlike now where I haven't got a Scooby-Doo what's in the charts.
Scooby-Doo's not in the charts,
that's
fine.
Not even Shaggy.
No.
I did, you know, it has a pretty good idea. I remember my first encounter with Wham. There was a sticker in the breakfast cereal packet. I thought, who the hell is Wham? Sounded like a couple of right punks. Some people at school, I said, John, this, I don't know who Wham. It wasn't really until later I discovered their music and Wake Me Up Before You Go. This was before Wake Me Up Before You Go. Is that a good one, I hope.
Yeah, because 83. Before we continue, partly the reason we're discussing 1983, unaware that it was a bad year for you. It was my 10th. I was 10 in 1983, but it's the particular episodes of Top of the Pops that they are repeating in the UK at the moment, so it's reminding me, you know, what bands were sort of up and coming. And Culture Club were pretty big in 83.
Culture Club, yes, Carmen
yeah,
Chameleon.
Yeah.
I definitely remember
Spandau Ballet. Spandau Ballet were very big. I've just seen True at number
Gold.
One. And Tears for Fears beginning to have quite big hits from their first
Bowie
album.
Bowie
had Let's Dance and China Girl. And
I think going back to your original, and my tunes that stand up for me are Drop the Pilot by Joan Armour Trading, because I remember seeing it first at the video and in Saturday Superstore, and thinking, oh, I really like this. It's got a it's a song that enjoys being a song. It's kind of really and the lyrics are quite playful and everything. So I yeah, definitely that. Fast forwarding to the autumn. It's a song I know that we both like, They Don't Know,
yeah.
Tracy Orman.
Tracy Orman.
Of course, I've heard the original
by
Kirsty.
Kirsty. Yeah.
And that's,
I believe
that's
that Kirsty,
slightly better, but I
believe
still
that Kirsty,
like,
I believe that Kirsty's vocals were kept in the background of the Tracy Orman version.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah. Yes, because there's a lot of who are in a 50s style.
Yeah.
But I think that's a great big thumping, belting. It's full of angst as well. I was full of angst at the time, and that jangly kind of
Altered Images were still doing pretty well in 1983.
Don't Talk to Me About Love.
And
yes.
Who did I've Got Just What I Always Wanted?
That was 82.
I think,
but that's a good, that's a good song.
I think some of her follow up singles were
Altered Images. They did Don't Talk to Me About Love was a song I discovered later on when UK Goldbushain topped the pops. Keith used to bring them round.
Yeah.
I'd never heard it before.
Yeah.
Oh yes, I like this. It's
one of my
one to pop to.
One of my favourite Human League singles is in 83, Fascination.
Mm-hmm.
That's been there's been a few bands I've never heard of. Like, I was watching an episode earlier this week, and there was a band called H2O.
Yeah.
Who had a sort of, there's all these bands that, when you watch these episodes, there's all these bands that had like number 17 hits and that was it. Mm-hmm. That was the highest they ever went with any of their songs, and I think H2O were an example of that, was for as high as they went. And I sit there watching with my computer and I'm like Wikipedia-ing, come on, well, who's this band? And
what, you sit there watching with your computer?
Yes, my computer.
I
like that. I enjoyed that.
But no, another one I can think of. I like Billy Joel, and Uptown Girl, of course, was in 1983,
yeah.
And that's
a later
good
in the year, because I sort of associate that with going to a bonfire party.
That's right. It was November.
Yeah, so that's probably when it was at number. Did it make number one? It was certainly high.
Yes,
wasn't
it did,
it?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's sadly, I understand that it's one he doesn't play anymore because he split up with the aforementioned Uptown Girl.
Yeah.
But it's a lovely little song. I do like Billy Joel. And I just remember the lads at school commenting favourably on Christine Binkley. Is it Christine Binkley? Binkley or Sprinkley? I remember there was everybody liked her leggies.
There was Ultravox, I saw.
Yes.
Ultravox, last time I saw Ultravox on Top of the Pops, like as in what I'm watching, we were up to about May or June, I think. We Came to Dance, which wasn't one of their biggest hits, but it was, you know, it was a hit.
I think it's also leaning towards the cheesy side now. I did actually like, I think it was the beginning of 83, because I remember seeing it on Crackerjack, but Modern Romance, Best Days of Your Life.
Yeah, there's
which
quite
I've
a
got
few of them.
That's a good, that's a really upbeat at a time when I was like completely the opposite of that.
Yeah.
You know, every day was a struggle, and that's a really good, a good to be alive,
yeah,
thing at a time when I wasn't particularly impressed with being alive.
These little the episode I watched the other day had Irene Cara Flashdance.
That's a good one. Yeah,
and I think 83 is also think, or was it very late 82? Duran Duran, Is There Something I Should Know, which is one of my favourite Duran Duran. So I think that's just in 23.
What's the other? Oh, yeah, the other one I like was, it all seems, I suppose it's because that that is when I was starting to, I used to listen, I actually remember sitting in on the charts and listening in the dining room to it, but Never Never by Fergal Shark in the Overtones, or these are the Undertones, which I've got somewhere, and very curious vocals. I was very, you know, sort of. But it, again, Fergal Sharkey did songs that related to me at the time. I did feel very down on, I wasn't meeting anybody. I was only 15, but later on, even more so with Good Heart. I mean, that is a total portrait of me at 17 when the group charted. I mean, that's such sort of struck a tone with me. But Never Never's an interesting. It's kind of like a kind of wistful kind of thing. It was something a bit different as well, a different sound.
From the heartfelt to the ridiculous, because 1983 was also the year of Kenny Everett's Snot Rat.
I like Snot Rat.
There was one thing that I found quite, because at the time, you almost see history happening. I mean, that's a bit overblown, but I am an ABBA fan. There was an episode where Anna Frid from ABBA was on doing a solo song, or I think even singing. I think she was just in the country, so they got her on.
Stand there. You're ABBA, Mr.
Well, that's how
they just want you in the picture. Yeah.
Well, that's how they. We now know that ABBA never came back, although there's talks that they are going to now in 2017 for a one-off thing. But that's just by the by. But in 1983, we wouldn't have known that ABBA weren't going to come back, and she is literally just introduced as from ABBA, and like, this is just a solo album, and she doesn't deny it or go, oh, no, we've split up, or so it's kind of those little things that are just in between songs sometimes are kind of quite revealing or quite interesting. My favourite by far of the DJs is John Peel. He usually has good rapport with whoever he's with, or they're, you know, he's quite.
I don't know if I've got a favourite DJ, to be honest. Tony Blackman's always good value for money.
It's unfortunate that we're coming into an era where Mike Smith was presenting, and those episodes aren't going to be shown because he didn't want them to be. And
it's difficult to argue with a dead man.
It's a shame from the point of view that, you know, if he doesn't want to be seen, fine, but I want to see the songs. Can't they just get rid of him? Can't they edit him out?
There's episodes of Beaches where I've got a supposing pouch on my head and I'm playing a nerdy Doctor Who fan. It doesn't show me at my best, but I wouldn't try and stop it being YouTubed.
Well, I believe that he's considered to be one of the best of the 80s presenters by fans anyway, so it's not like he's it's an embarrassing performance. I would have thought of all the things he'd done, it's probably one of the most, certainly on TV, it's probably one of the most iconic things that he had been involved with.
Those are my favourites that spring to mind. What was that one with the bloke, the lunatic in a cage? Don't crack up a bed, you'll break.
Howard Jones.
You know, and with all the, I can't remember what it was called now, but
yeah.
Your song, my song, your the song, song, yeah.
your song.
Not to be confused with the Elton John song.
Elton John song.
Yeah. That was quite good. Although, I know the refrain at the end of, and if they were running out, you know, if they had loads of time, they used to play the whole thing and it went on and on and on and on and on and on. It's like Hey Jude, you know.
Hey Jude. Hurry up, I need to do some more na-na-na. Oh, one of the other things from before was, we might need to discuss 1983 again later in the year when I've been reminded about some. It's just interesting to see the order of, you know, how they all sort of, you know, obviously I know the songs, but you don't necessarily appreciate that the order, you know, because that's the year of Police doing every breath you take,
which I don't think was ever really one of their best.
It was number one, but it doesn't say
Sergeant Brothel was one of my favorites. it was number one and good on it. Total Eclipse of the Heart is a funny one.
Yeah.
I quite like Bonnie Tyler, but It goes all over the place. It's quite atmospheric, but it goes all over the place.
I believe it's written by the people. It's written by the guy who writes big. Who writes Meatloaf songs? So
it's
Meatloaf
very
songs
Meatloaf-y.
The Meatloaf songs have been out for that, aren't they?
Then
adding some more
over the place,
going off into a side song in itself.
Digressing a little bit, but on the subject of Bonnie Tyler songs, I've always found it quite amusing. Holding out for a hero, and sort of
is that later or earlier?
Oh, it was later, it was later. A couple of years. Yeah, when she's there, I need a hero. I always cringe a bit about that bit, but sorry, Bonnie.
Is 83 the year of Moonlight Shadow?
Yes,
yeah,
that was a nice one. No, with the Bonnie Tyler, and he's got to be tough, he's got to be tough, and he's got to be fresh from the fight. So you're dealing with somebody who, however their looks, is actually probably in need of urgent medical attention and is going to be bleeding all over.
Or is it a prize boxer?
I didn't get me to a hospital. I'm just female. <beating up. laughs> He's got to be fresh from the fight. He's got to be bleeding all over.
She likes a bit of rough.
Yeah, you know, if the person's been rough.
I'm only taking that from the lyrics. I'm not saying.
Allegedly. Also, I mean, you know, it could be Walter the Softy who's just been beaten up in the playground. You know, it's got to be fresh from the fight.
Yeah,
I'm close to arm. Shall I take it to Caddy now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a strange thing to be asking of somebody.
Yeah. Well, 1983 was also the year, I think, we haven't seen it yet, but I think it's the year of my favourite Madness single, Sun in the Rain.
I remember the video.
Yeah.
Where they stick a candle up someone's bottom. yes, that's good. Madness is always good value for money.
Yeah.
But
that's sort of the beginning, then sort of moving away from the ska type songs to what isn't now their latter half of their career, because they came back and have released those more albums. But at the time,
I could be wrong about this. It could also be the year of Our House in the Middle of Our Street.
Either very early or very late 82, or some of those ones that cross over.
Yes, although it was a year later, I like their Michael Caine.
Yeah,
that's good.
Uncle Sam.
Yes. Uncle Sam's great fun. Yes. And I like Ghost Train, their last one before they split up, although they got back together again. That Christmas, the Flying Pickets did a cover of the Yuzu, It's Only You, which of course went boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom. And the bald bloke in it looked extraordinary, because it was the Christmas episode and there was all this snow, and it was like, it all kind of landed on his bald bonds.
And 83 is also the year of Funboy 3. They have a hit with My Lips Are Sealed, which was originally a go-go song, which is the band that Belinda Carlisle did before her. So, and I've always preferred the Go-Go's version, which wasn't a big hit over here, but it's just a bit more Belinda Carlisle and a bit more a bit faster. Even though the bigger hit version was the, because it was written with them and Terry Hall, the Funboy 3 version, he doesn't look like he's enjoying himself very much. he doesn't look like he's enjoying being on top of the pops.
I have to say, talking of Funboy 3, when they they joined up with the Special, didn't they, and did Free Nelson Mandela. I didn't know who or what Nelson Mandela was when that song came out. I thought it was a free gift. Free Nelson Mandela with every package of cereal.
That's like me at school when they started talking about euthanasia.
And
I just thought euthanasia. We were like 14 or something. Yeah. What did we know about the actual word euthanasia? And it wasn't sort of, I don't remember seeing it spelt. I only heard it being spoken by the teacher. Because this is after things like Band-Aid, I just thought, oh, I guess it's something to do with Band-Aid.
In my church discussion group, one of the guys, bit more intellectual than me, we started talking about it, and that's like as late as 88. I thought, okay, let's talk about something. Okay. keep smiling and looking down at you. But if you can. But yeah, so there's all these sort of things.
Well, I think we've covered quite a lot of 1983. There might be room for more later in the year when I've been topped up and reminded about some of the bands. Well, anyway, I've got to get back because I'm actually in this pub for a State of the Podcast meeting, and I expect you've probably got to get off to your train.
Yes.
So I really ought to get back to the others and finish it. We bumped into Callum was in here earlier. We bumped into him. Everyone's in here tonight. But anyway, well, thanks for talking rather impromptu on the subject of 1983. And
it's been a pleasure. As I say, music was one of my saving graces. Sandy Toxic's number 73 was one of them. One of the other ones. Sandy. As was the repeat season of Blake 7, Doctor Who, and generally every other actress on telly. I was a tart. I've always been a tart, and I still remain one.
Sandy Toxic, whatever happened to her?
Hum.
See you later. Gotta run. Bye.
Yeah,
now.
Gotta run.
Bye.
Have a good journey home. I'll see you soon.
Bye then.
Can you tell what's going on over there, darling?
I don't know. We've been deep in conversation, but I think it looks like Nick's going.
Maybe he's going to get his train back to home, back to Salisbury.
Paul doesn't live in Salisbury.
No, not Paul. Nick, he lives in Salisbury. I'll see you. See you soon then, Nick. Bye. What's going on? Oh, sorry. I got talking. He was just literally. He's got 5 minutes until his. He said sorry for not coming over. We got distracted. But he's got to go and get his train. He's just popped in. He's been shopping. It's his day off or something. I'll probably be seeing him quite soon anyway.
Oh, what a pity we didn't get to speak to him.
He did give us a wave though.
Oh yeah, he's a nice guy, is Nick. It's a shame we couldn't talk for that. Strange. Does he come here a lot when he comes to London? I don't think Nick had ever been here either. Oh dear. You look like you've all drunk your drinks.
Oh yes, we have rather.
Oh, maybe just a little bit. Oh well, yes. We could do with another one. Oh, go on then. No, it's my party.
Goodbye, darling.
No, it's my party now. Listeners, if you can still hear me, I'm going to put some poems on at this point. Pre-recorded poems, but by the time I come back, we might have been served. Okay, some poems.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, I like all his poems.
I'm going to read some poems from an old book of mine called Mugshots. It was published in 2005. This one's called Swept Off My Feet. Sweep me, oh, sweep me, yes, right off my feet. I want to be ravished and ravished a treat. Oh, sweep me, do sweep me, though not with a broom. On white charger or Bentley, do you think there'll be room? Do you think there'll be space enough? Wouldn't want me flagging down lifts, would you? I repeat, will there be room, honey, for you, me and my gifts? Room for all of those presents, bought to placate me, it's true. If one posh car won't be enough, stud, then perhaps buy me two. Oh, sweep me, please sweep me, but be gentle and nice. Use a cute furry bunny or a soft bed of rice. See, I'm very old-fashioned. I don't really care what you've risked. Not really. I just want to be stolen away, off my feet lightly whisked. Treat me grand, I'm a lady, or I'll give you what for. For romance, I'm a sucker, and for jewels, even more. Oh, sweep me, yes, sweep me, overcome me with charm. I've heard you are gifted, and that your smile can disarm. Do you think you might want me? Treat me like I deserve. Please me, go on, give it your all. Keep some love in reserve. Passion primed to explode, yes, so down on me sweep. The thought of your swoopiness, oh, it fair makes me weep. Sweep me, oh, sweep me, yes, make me complete. I wanna be worshipped, though fear we may never meet. This is called They All Hate Me. They all seem to hate me, oh, it makes me so mad. No one, nothing is nice to me. Everything's bad.
Traffic lights seem to hate me. They all change when I'm seen. As soon as I approach, they flash orange from green. Weather despises me. Watch them clouds all appear. Whilst the sun hides away, won't the forecast just clear? Meanwhile, trains, trams and buses wait till I am about, then speed off without me, and they won't heed my shout. Spotty kids simply loathe me, acting up like I'm mad. All sneer as if saying, glad you're not my dad. Animals often try biting me, or the wildlife acts foul. Squirrels will leer at me, dogs bark or growl. Traffic wardens love fining me, their unpaid tickets in piles. They nag as they clamp me, my mug shot for their files. Worst of all, creamy cakes want to kill me, try to fight yet I lose. The calories keep counting from the ciggies and booze. They all seem to hate me, I feel saddened and lost. One day, be avenged, they'll cross me at their cost. This is called What If, Inner Voice. What if, says an inner voice, what if you were wrong? A small mistake can grow much larger, and it doesn't take so long. A quick complaint, it rages louder, if left to fester after dark. A petty disagreement can well erupt from just a spark. Tall tales and fibs of plenty may soon morph into a lie. You'll still hear all words unspoken when you've made your last goodbye. What if, says an inner voice, what if you were right? That seed of doubt may flourish if left to thrive there overnight. A hope that's surely nourished may divide and multiply. A broken promise like an iceberg, all you hear is but a sigh. If you're haunted by an inner voice, just be sure you're not misled. The truth can never slay you, only what you've left unsaid. My final poem this episode is called Who Cares? Who cares? Who cares for me? I'll tell you who. The pterodactyls in the trees, they do. Burrow-robbing bunnies, that's who. Who'll care for me? Suicidal pigeons, those working for free. The vain, the odd and stupid, those I pay to. All those and more, they do, that's who. They'll care for me. They'll all agree. You'll see. Yes, you'll see. Who cares for you? I just couldn't say. The psychopaths in Whitehall, they may. Carnivorous vegans, the fae. Who cares for you? Beef-eating beef-eaters, I can't say I do. The demented, the sick and paranoid, those with no clue, all those and more, I can't say they may. Who joined your queue? Who cares for you? You do. Yes, you do.
Oh, that was good. Oh, lovely.
I liked some of that. Oh. Well, goodness. Oh. You don't quite know what it's going to read out, do you?
What I like is that we've got our drinks. Look, our drinks have arrived. Yes, yes, the drinks are here. But, well, if we've got no more to discuss, then I guess that's the meeting done then. Just keep on doing what we're doing, and we've got quite a lot of trips planned. And various episodes already recorded, but there are no sort of big like holiday, national holidays till later in the year. Oh, we've recorded our Halloween episode already, haven't we? We did, yes, we did. We recorded that when we were down in Kent.
Darling, you are well prepared.
I know, well, it's because we were in that big scary house. Gave me the right vibe, didn't it? Gave me the right I just felt in the mood, and it's nice to have it in the can, so when it comes closer to Halloween, all we've got to do is edit it, or I mean, we can still add bits to it, but anyway, no, it's good.
Good to be prepared. As long as you put all your different material into different files and label them properly.
Of course he'll do that, he's a librarian.
Oh, yes, I played a librarian once, yes. He was a giraffe librarian. Very tall.
Giraffe librarian? Anyway, thank you for coming, and I don't know that. Oh, let's just enjoy our drinks, I suppose. Listeners, I'm not sure there's much more for you to hear. So, I was thinking perhaps we'd go for an Indian after this.
Oh yeah, that'd be good. Oh yes.
Oh darling, I'd love that.
Oh, I once played a curry in a movie.
Did you really, Damis?
No, I didn't. I was just teasing.
Damius.
Oh, he's so funny.
he had us fooled there, didn't he? I suppose we better go then.
Oh, yes, darling.
Let's get down to that Indian restaurant.
Oh, yes. We must come here again.
Yeah, that'd be good. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye now. Thank you.
See you again, darlings. I hope you find this place again. Where's this Indian restaurant?
Just down the road here. Too far. 5 minutes walk.
Oh, good. I'm going to have a chicken jalfrezi. What about you?
I think I might have a vindaloo.
Oh, darling, be careful. You'll be on the toilet.
Oh, Tina, I can stand a vindaloo. Oh, well, I'm a vindaloo. I might have a chicken jalfrezi myself.
I like a chicken tikka, yes.
Come on, then. Oh, well, that was nice. Yeah, dear, lovely little pub, isn't it?
Yes, darling, it's been interesting drinkers.
Oh, at least we got to have our meeting. Kind of.
Oh, yes, I enjoyed our meeting. I enjoyed our trip.
Yes, well, we probably could have said more, but there you go.
No, I think we said everything we needed to. Yes, yeah, we'll have to go back there. Yeah. How's everyone's food?
Oh, lovely, lovely. Yes, oh, very tasty.
My onion bhaji, is there something to behold?
Oh, yes, Bettina. I've heard people comment on your onion bhajis.
Oh, Damius. Oh, you're so naughty tonight.
Damius, I think that Guinness has gone to his head.
Oh, I'm just fine.
He's drunk. He's drunk. He is, Damius. Damius, you're drunk.
Oh, he's so cheeky. I like it when you're cheeky, Damius.
Oh, you're cheeky as well.
Oh, dear. Goodness me. Listeners, don't listen to this. There's lots of flirtation going. Can we have some more? No, maybe we couldn't have more beer.
Oh dear.
There we go. I think that's all we've got time for. Bye.
Goodbye for now.
Hey, John, should we pop to that pub again? You know, the Griffin or the Phoenix, whatever it was called.
All right, yeah, let's do that.
Well, I can't see it. I mean, sure it was down this road.
Well, I thought so too. It's like it's just vanished.
I know, it's weird. I'm sure it was here. It was this turning and this...
Well, there's no turning now.
How strange, how very odd. Oh, well... I have to go somewhere else then.
Ah, yes. Fare you well.
Oh, well. Very strange. Yes, John, very strange indeed. Oh, well.
It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
He's not that shy.
Hi, can I have a pint of Amstel and a Guinness?
Yep.
Hi, are you having some?
Hey, can I get a soda and alcohol?
Yeah. I never saw you.
Huh?
Never saw you, so I bought you your next drink.